Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 6th of September 2016, and this is the 431st Mole Out Loud podcast. Not so much background noise today, nor my huffing and puffing. I'm at home at my dining room table, which has been my winter workplace because of the sun coming through the windows here, and that because it's a really lovely, sunny, warm room in winter. But my days here are numbered, I think. So it's still fine on cooler days, but a bit much when it gets warmer. So I'm gradually clearing the way. I've nearly cleared this desk or table, this dining room table. I certainly haven't been using it for dining on. But I always find when I'm tidying that there is this debris that seems to remain. I find it very difficult to clear something entirely. And I've done a lot of clearing and sorting, and it's really silly not to do that last bit to make it look really, really nice and welcoming, although I don't want it to be too welcoming or I won't move to somewhere else. So it's really nice now this evening to be able to sit here, and I think in the late afternoon it'll still be a good place to sit for a little while yet. So it'll still be my recording place, I think, before I go to the back room, which is my next stage, the back room and the shed for different stages of the day. But as I mentioned before, I've got someone coming to stay, so I'm going to really need to rethink how I work. So I may actually go to the shed much more quickly. Neither this room nor the space at the back where I work have doors or are closed off, so the shed is more private. So maybe that's a good thing. It'll make me re-inhabit my shed in a more determined way. I've been reluctant, I suppose, to get back on the internet except for uploading the podcast. I briefly went on to Twitter and I thought, no, I'm going to get really lost in here. So after about 10 minutes, I got myself off it, and I haven't looked at my emails yet today, but I'll do that later on tonight, and because I really know that there are some that I want to answer that came in last week. So I just want to eke out the non-addiction. Having just said that, it's also completely untrue that I haven't been on the internet today, I just realise. Because what I was doing this morning was researching part of the novel for which I've done most of my research, but I've been reluctant to do French research. I've done a lot of research in English and German, and my French isn't very good, and so I've sort of bypassed it and relied much more on German and English resources, and I felt that they gave me, you know, two aspects of what was going on in the First World War, that, you know, that I got two sides, but of course I only got two sides, and there were plenty of other sides that could be looked at. And especially in Switzerland, the German papers and the French papers were very different animals. And there aren't that very there are very few German Swiss newspapers online. There are a great deal more French Swiss ones, which is interesting. It feels to me, although I haven't checked it out, that there were actually more French Swiss newspapers at that time, even though the population was much smaller, the population of French Switzerland as opposed to German Switzerland. But maybe it's just that there are more online. And so today I decided I would bite the bullet and read through some French newspapers. So it required quite a lot of concentration, and it was fairly focused research, but it was online because that is the only access I have to them. And I also know that that can be a rabbit hole too, that, you know, wanting to do more and more research is a rabbit hole. So I'm not sure really whether that was a good thing or a bad thing. I think it was good to not avoid reading the French. And I guess having read about similar events in other languages, it facilitated the reading of the French because I kind of knew what the base ground was. I knew more or less what was going on. And it was really the attitudes towards what was going on that I wanted to see. So I have been doing that this morning. I'm a bit up in the air again. I think it's a bit like when my daughter came down the other week. I kind of find it really hard to concentrate when something is about to be very different, as well as when it is being very different. So I'm trying to be really mindful about really aware of when I'm becoming uncalm and breathe deeply at those points, and then I'm sure it'll go well. There are sheets flapping out on the line, so I am preparing. My head isn't completely in the sand, and actually my daughter is also coming down at the weekend with her partner, so it's going to be quite a busy end of the week. And really what I should have been doing today, I think, rather than this research, is doing some murmurs of mole so I'm not suddenly on the back foot again. But no more should-haves. I've done what I've done, and it's fine. I do hope that you are less kind of, what shall I say, running off in different directions. I think it's such a spring thing to do that suddenly that there are all these different options, and the sap is rising. So energy might be better, but the directions might not be there, and also this kind of end of the year, the way the end of the year suddenly seems to be looming from September on, and it gallops. It really seems to gallop from now on. So I was about to say, I do hope that you are feeling more settled than I am. And I know a lot of you are coming into autumn, which is a wonderful time of pulling things back in, gathering things together and getting focus back. So I rather envy you if that is the direction you want to go in. Of course, I don't envy you if summer is your favourite time. So I do hope that whatever season it is with you, that you are able to enjoy its own particular attributes. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.